This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for the opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of pressure in the corn and wheat market to restart our midweek trade. Bean market continues to find a little bit of strength today, as well as the bean oil on hope, or there's a lot of talk, I should say, of these 45Z tax credits being built into the new tax bill. Spending bill that the Congress is marking up as we speak. So that has given the bean oil and soybeans a little bit of support.
And Jim, what did you make of the market movement that we saw earlier this week, where we had a good start to the week in terms of support based on some of the other news that we had, and then the follow-up yesterday?
Well, I mean, right now, like on the corn specifically, we're a little bit under pressure today. I would say that has to do with the weather. There's a lot of rain moving in the system across the Midwest in the next 7 days. Not everyone's happy about it. There's parts of Illinois and Indiana I know that are struggling to get the corn and bean crop in the ground, but as a whole, rain in May is a very good thing. You're not to mention some of this rain is coming in the Dakotas and Nebraska, where it's very, very dry. So I think that's putting a little bit of pressure on the market to begin with. You know, technically speaking, corn, we had a bearish report on Monday, but the market did not take out last week's lows. We did that on a Tuesday.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
July corn unchanged at 442.5. July soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1073.25. July soybean meal down 30 cents at 293 even. July soybean oil up 8 cents at 51.56. Chicago wheat down 0.5 cent at 516.75. Minneapolis wheat down 5 cents at 575.75. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 0.75 cents at 512.5. July oats up 0.75 cents at 342.75. On the Merck, June live cattle down 63 cents at 215.70. May feeder cattle down $1.23 at $301.60. June lean hogs down 80 cents at $98.70. June pork cutout unchanged at $104.13. Class 3 milk up a penny at $18.49. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.